This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site. Boxing Box, learn the fight on instinct. And Hakai Kimonos, trust, tradition, and inspiration. This is MMA Nuts, episode 48.
48!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
And I'm Matt Griffith, and this is the unbiased MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we anally probe... Wrong show.
It's a different podcast.
Yeah, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes, we do. And we do have a fight card to talk about, of
course.
Yes,
we do.
But it would be rude and downright wrong of us not to discuss the big news that somehow happened recently, given the fact
like that dude right there taking over the world, he's butt-fucking the MMA world. I won't say butt-fucking, but say he's dominating.
Well, apparently all the rest of the fighters have disappeared. Are they no longer under contract, or what's
it depends how that situation's going to work
Even
out.
Even Comprito's been blocked.
No, well, it almost looks like he's got angel's wings now.
It does. Maybe he is an angel.
He could be.
I don't know. So, Saint. People have been asking us on Facebook today. They want to know, what do we think about this?
Zuffa, UFC, buying Strikeforce.
Should I give you the facts? What happened
so far? Yeah,
what's
the facts? Well, lay it down.
Zuffa.
Yes.
Bought Strikeforce.
Yeah.
Apparently it happened pretty much at the same time that Ariel Helwani was sitting in Vegas interviewing Dana White.
Mm-hmm.
And from my understanding, this came about because another... organization Pro Elite that used to be very top notch, and you know, they got bought out in 2010, showed some interest. So apparently Dana was like, no, let's just buy Strikeforce, and according to him, business as usual, nothing's going to change, none of that stuff, everything's going to be exactly the same. Not to worry. Give me your thoughts.
Well, I think what happens is it's a whole nother WEC, basically. So they go in, they buy it. They'll run it separately for about a year, and then you're going to merge that fucker. Because it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't make sense, really, to have them run two separate ones when if you have, you know, at least in the heavyweight division, you have half of the best fighters in the world on one side, half on the other. It only makes sense to bring everybody together and make it happen.
Yeah.
The question is, though, if that happens, what happens to women's MMA? Does that go away?
I don't think so. I mean, I know Dana White said he would never do it, but... Obviously, Strikeforce, they have a brand. They have a following. People, you know, the women are put on exciting fights the last few cards that they've been on. You know, we just had that title fight, Marlos Conan, you know, with she triangle, like, out of nowhere in the third round. I don't think they go away. I think the big question is how long are some of these contracts that these fighters are under? And I think that'll determine maybe a year, maybe 2 years, where this merger happens. I agree that's probably the road it's going. But I think the contracts, and then some guys are shitting their pants. You know, Paul Daly's online saying he doesn't want to fight for the UFC, which that guy needs a new manager. He needs to just learn how to shut up and take his fight and take his money. I mean, he cannot get out of his own way. It's ridiculous.
Well, Dana said, again, he's never going to fight in the UFC. And, you know, if you're going to keep bad mouthing your current employer now, where are you going to fight now?
Right. Well, he said he wants to fight in Bama in the UK, which... I'm sure the payouts are not as good as they are here in the U.S.
No.
So, well, I kind of have a different angle I wanted to talk to you about regarding this merger. Number one, the UFC, given that they recently really are trying hard to get guys like ESPN, you know, Sports Illustrated, those big news organizations to cover their sport, why would they go and announce something this huge? No disrespect to Ariel, but with a kind of a small time in the big scheme of sports. Site like Ariel and MMA Fighting, which they're great in the MMA community, but why wouldn't they launch this on ESPN, where this could have been a cover story for the day? They would have been talking about it on SportsCenter. Don't you think that's a bad move on their part?
Well, I think it's a lost opportunity there. Like, if you had that opportunity, why wouldn't you do it on ESPN?
Because ESPN didn't say shit about it. I think they're probably like,
it's like one of the biggest news stories in MMA in the last couple of years, with exception to when the UFC bought Pride, you know? So you would expect that to be covered by ESPN. So yeah. I'm not sure why he's letting Ariel break that unless it's just, you know.
That's how what he's used to doing, maybe? Yeah. That's how, which is fine. I mean, I thought the interview was it was a little bit of like softball questions. Here you go, you know.
It was a lobber this time.
It was
time,
a press release,
he
basically.
He challenges him at other times. I think this was just, it was Dana's day, so he's just serving him up to him.
Yeah, and you know, do you have any other thoughts on this? Like, are you concerned about the mixed martial arts as far as a sport?
Well, the thing is, a lot of people were saying, and I kind of agree with it, that it's a win for the fans, but it's kind of a loss for the fighters now because you don't have many options if you're in Strikeforce in UFC, and at some point it's all going to become one. What's going to happen to, like, the Fedor in his situation where he wants to fight in other tournaments? What's going to happen to Overeem when he wants to go off and fight in K1? Like, is he going to stay under a current contract? I mean, that all remains to be seen because I think they like the MMA sport, but they also like doing other things when they can. So
right. Well, to kind of address that question, I think one thing that this does is it maybe brings a unionized type system to mixed martial arts sooner than we thought because now you have all these guys under one umbrella.
Yeah.
And at some point, just like when it happened in the NFL, I mean, look at all the shit going on. There may be not an NFL season, which there will be NFL. There's too much money on the table. I mean, they want to play games. They're going to play.
There'll be a lockout. I'll go with the lockout.
They're going to play. So it's like a $9 billion industry or some ridiculous number. Come on. So
you don't want to scab football again? That was some of the best football
I guess.
Ever.
It would be kind of crazy. Like that movie with Keanu Reeves. Was that what it, I forgot what it's called? The Replacements.
The Replacements.
Yeah, that's it. I think it could be good for the sport in that respect because then you have guys who have insurance, they have salary that they're guaranteed, and it's not so much of some guys make $2,000, some guys make $500,000.
Get massages with happy endings,
maybe.
Depends
if that's in the contract.
Work that shit in.
Only brown M&Ms behind in the stage, like some rock stars.
Sure,
like Led Zeppelin or something. Yes. Had some kind of rule about that, but. Yeah, I think it's interesting.
Food reference.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Already. I don't even like M&M. But, I think there's so much that, is kind of left to be. And I don't believe it's business as usual. I don't see that as.
No. I think and then they're asking him, too, like, are you going to be attending events? He's like, oh, I probably won't be, but, Frank and Lorenzo and Joe Silva will probably be there, but. I think he'll be there. I think there's more going on.
Sure. Well, I have one big question before, maybe if you don't have anything else to talk about this subject. Where the hell is Scott Coker? Not a peep out of this guy. He's disappeared just like he disappeared. What was it? When did he disappear? He just disappeared recently as well. I forgot now.
I don't know.
That big news. About. He disappeared. He's nowhere to be found.
Well, he's probably on a 5-day bender because that motherfucker just got paid, man.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's
probably got a fat chunk of money.
Yeah.
Maybe a little vacay.
Vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. But we'll see. Maybe by the time
Hookers and Blow?
Well,
maybe
by the time this airs, he'll make some kind of statement, but I'm kind of looking for something from Strikeforce. I think there's a lot of panic in the MMA community, too, because a lot of guys were anti-Zuffa, and they had the Strikeforce to go, and now Strikeforce owns their precious product, so
And now all these people have to reorganize their forums, because now Strikeforce is, like, in.
Oh, yeah, like Sherdog and all that. That's why I like the way we do it, which is just, I kind of copied it from the Rogan board, and from the Underground, too, which is just all combat sports.
Yes.
Why does there need to be so many?
It doesn't.
Let's just talk all combat sports. It's easy. Very simple, so. Do you have anything else to say about this?
Well, I just wanted to. No, we're good on that.
We're good on that subject.
We're good.
So before we go, what do you guys think? Down here below in YouTube, wherever you're watching this, or if you're watching it through iTunes or whatnot, shoot us a quick email or post on our Facebook. What do you guys think? I know there's panic. Just everybody relax. Things will be fine. So
it'll all work out.
It'll work out. And you have something else?
I just wanted to throw out a good quote that I read. A comment that was left on one of our YouTube videos.
Okay.
Which I thought was entertaining. So, in regards to the UFC 128, Shogun versus John Jones. Mm-hmm. Shogun is going to Muay Thai kick his leg, and it's going to go flying into a motherfucker's soda, and he's going to use his leg bone as a straw, motherfuckers.
Yes.
I think that was the quote of the month right there, if not the year. Yep. That was sent by Vic Garcia 30. So
on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
Thank
Enjoy.
You, Vic. Yes. We don't have prizes, but
no.
We should make some.
This
we
should
know
be
we
a
need to get, like, bumper stickers. We can mail people bumper stickers for their car. Would you guys, you know, would you guys put a bumper sticker on your car? Just MMANuts.com?
Put it on their forehead, man. Just fucking walk around.
Walk around, MMA
That's
Nuts.
Right.
Very good. That is a cool quote. So we should probably get into the card.
Yeah.
UFC should Fight we? Night? Yes.
Should we?
We should.
We should probably should.
Seattle, March 26th, Key Arena.
I'll take that.
Mr. Wonderful is on the headliner.
He is. Versus... Yeah. No more Mr. Ortiz.
Nog. Ortiz got stitches. Injured his cranium.
He's got stitches for bitches.
He does. So, shall we talk about the
first fight of the evening? We got John Madsen. Slow at one. 7-0 versus Mike Russo. He is 13-1. Madsen, 57% of his wins by decision, 43% by KO. Russo, 62% by submission, 23% by KO.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see happening here?
Well, these guys are very similar. I just think that Russo has much better skill on the ground. And you saw Madsen's style is usually pretty much smothering. He likes to stay on top of guys and lay on top of guys. You saw him in his last fight against Gilbert Evil, where he decided to ground and pound when Evil ran out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Russo is tough as nails. We saw him against Todd Duffy, against what Joe Rogan calls one of the greatest knockouts, come from behind knockouts in UFC history.
Probably the best comeback of the year.
Probably, definitely. So, and then, you know, Todd Duffy's now getting knocked out all over the place. So I don't know what that says, but I think, you know, even we were talking to Comprito about this, since Comprito knows both of them, and, you know, he mentioned that they're very similar. So it's a tough fight for me to call. I just feel like Russo has more skills on the ground, and Madsen doesn't have the power to really hurt Russo, given, you know, all the damage he took from
Duffy. Seeing how his chin absorbed, like, three rounds of blows from goddamn He-Man, I don't think Madsen's going to be able to knock him out.
No. So I'm going to have to say that I predict that Madsen does get Russo to the ground at some point, but it's going to be to his detriment late in the first round, and Russo's going to pull out one of his crazy submissions I'm going with a Kimura.
Nice.
Yeah. What do you see?
Well, the other thing I wanted to mention about Russo in that fight against Duffy is that he broke his arm in the first round.
Yeah, good point.
And, you know, he had to work through that. Was still, punching with
his throwing hooks, throwing jabs, no problem.
Like, with a broken arm, hand, what would I say?
Slipping punches, blocking punches.
All that good stuff. So, you definitely know he's tough. And in that fight, you didn't get to see the ground game, and that's where he's the strongest at. So, I think Madsen, with his strength being the wrestling, and Russo's strength being the ground, I don't think they're going to stand for too long. They might, but... Hopefully, Madsen will see what happened in that last fight, that you're not going to be able to knock him out. Mm-hmm. So your best chance is try to take him down and maybe go for a little ground and pound. But I think we're going to see three rounds of hopefully some exciting ground action. I say third round, I think that's where Russo is going to take control, and he's going to get a submission.
Nice.
Probably some sort of north-south action.
Yeah, speaking of submission, you want me to look at this.
Yeah,
north-south choke.
Read him off.
He's won via submission by north-south, guillotine, arm triangle, kimura, key lock, arm bar, rear naked choke, key lock again, and also north-south again. This guy's like a freaking wizard.
He better get a knee bar then.
Knee bar.
Fucking knee bar. I'm calling it now.
Big toke.
Dial that one up, Russo.
All right.
So we're agreeing on that one.
Oh,
and
boy.
Oh, hope we didn't give him the death kiss here. So.
No.
Magic 8-Ball is taking John Madsen.
We escaped a close one.
And I would have changed that answer anyway, because I'm not going to do that.
I don't
want to
jinx Mike. And we should have our interview with Mike out pretty soon, too.
That's right.
And you should get
to
check that out. Yep, on our website.
Week.
So moving right along.
Yeah, that takes us to the next fight. Garcia, Leonard. Oh, sorry.
Let's start over.
Rewind. Redo. We got Leonard,
I win by decision, bitches.
Garcia, he's 15-6-1 versus Nam.
I lose by decision, bitches.
Sorry. It's Fan, it's 16-8. Garcia, 60% of his wins by submission, 20% by KO. Mm-hmm. Fan, 44% by KO and 31% by sub. I could probably sum this fight up in three words.
Please.
Rematch, Fan wins.
Nice. Should we just say next?
Yeah. I'm good with that.
I'm good. It's just,
the one thing I just want to say, the quick summary is that Garcia shouldn't have won that last fight.
Nope.
Being aggressive and not effective should not win you fights. It was Fan's fight, so I think, once again, Fan's going to win.
More skill. He's got several black belts. I think he's karate and jiu-jitsu, and he's younger. He's hungry, and I think he's pretty upset. And he was exciting on the Ultimate Fighter show, too. So I don't see – I mean, Garcia, can he do it again? He's going to gas out for sure. Come on.
I'll just say this. Coming hard should not win you a fight.
That's – I can't argue that. Can I tell you by what I think he's going to win?
Go ahead.
I got Nam Phan via armbar second round.
Wow. That guy's hard to finish, Garcia.
Garcia, so. He's going to get finished this time.
I think Phan's going to want to finish it because you don't want to let that shit go to the judges. Not when this dude's been the decision in his last six fights. Four of those have been by split decision, and one of them's been a draw. So you don't want to. It's like the death kiss to go to fucking
No, you're not going to
decision
win
with that,
that
dude.
Nope.
So.
Nice.
In, out, moving right along.
Moving right along.
And before, I want to show you just how much of a fucking child I am, by the way.
What'd you do?
No, if you cover up the Y in this.
Hard Johnson. Nice. Sweet.
I'm fucking like fourth grader anyway.
It's all good.
So, we ready for this?
I'm ready.
We've got Dan.
The Outlaw.
Hardy, he's 23-8 versus Anthony.
Rumble.
Johnson. He's 8-3. Hardy, 48% of his wins by KO, 17% by sub, which is, he's got some of them strike submissions. Mm-hmm. Johnson, 75% by KO, 25% by decision. So, you want me to go on this one? Or you?
Either way, you can go if you want.
So, Johnson, huge 170. Or hard Johnson, huge 170, if I say that again. He's probably coming into this fight about 210.
Dude, that guy's 170 for exactly 3 minutes.
Well, that's it. Well, I hate to say this, but it's as if he makes weight because he has missed a couple times.
Yeah, he looks huge. He was on the Inside MMA recently, and I mean, his face is like a freaking huge melon. I don't see how he makes weight.
Well, I'll say this: I think his head is like a goddamn bowling ball with all the times his eye sockets have been finger banged.
That's true. He has some bad luck with that. So
he does. So.
He's at the right height or something for that. I don't know what the story is.
I don't know. Or his eye holes are big.
I don't know. Not big
they
eye holes.
They want to get penetrated. Penetrate them, Ingo.
Mushroom?
Something. So back to this. Thank you.
Yes.
He has not fought since November of 2009.
It's a long layoff.
Recovering from a meniscus tear. So
very big.
Surgery. The challenge will be from being out that long. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be able to bounce back and have the cage rust that we usually see on all these people? You look at his last fight. Who was that? Koscheck.
Yeah.
He lost to. It was
lots of controversy in that thing. Yeah.
Eye poke, phantom knee, and basically
two eye pokes. I think two in the second round.
Yeah. And basically, he said, you know, he let Koscheck kind of get to him. In that fight, and he wasn't fighting at 100%. He said, you know what? I've learned my lesson from that, and I'm not going to do that shit again. And talking about Hardy, he also realizes that guy can't be submitted.
Dan?
Yeah,
no.
He's tough as fuck.
No
so
chance.
He knows, I got to go out there, and I'm going to have to press the action, and I got to knock this dude out, because trying to sub him ain't going to work. So reality is, I'm banking on Rumble being back to himself, making weight, rubbing the ring rest the right way, because he doesn't care. He don't give a fuck. And
isn't that a song? Rub you the right way. It's the 80s song, 90s song. You know?
I don't know.
Two. I don't know, I remember something.
It's all good. So, I think this one's going to be a banger, if you will.
Yes.
It's going to be quick. It's going to be first round, one way or another. I got to take Johnson with the KO. I think they should just stay in the trade. Even though Johnson said he's been working a lot on his jiu-jitsu game, even though he hates it. He wants to stand and trade. Yes.
That's weird.
It is. He just doesn't like it.
I guess
I
not.
Can understand that.
Sure.
It's all good. So what do you see happening here for Mr. Hardy?
Well, the big factor for me, and you brought it up, is his weight. Even if he does make weight, I think he had a knee injury, and this is his first full speed test. You know, you see these guys come in, and you can train as much as you want, but when a guy is trying to come in and knock your head off, it's a whole different story than somebody you train with.
Yeah,
you know? So
a year plus being out.
Yeah, exactly.
Scary.
And Hardy has been losing, but he's been after it, and he's the kind of guy that I think learns from his mistakes. You know, GSP was obviously, he was way overmatched in that fight.
Yeah.
He couldn't stop the takedown to save his life, which was, I think at some point that probably would just shut off his mental ability to even make any kind of progress in that fight.
Well, it was weird. The one thing was, like, why didn't he change his game plan during that fight?
I don't know. Maybe he just, when you're running against the wall for a couple rounds, it just feels
normal. I'm going to break through eventually.
At some point,
just keep doing it, man.
Right.
Don't stop. So.
And then, you know, the Condit fight, I thought he was doing fine, and then he just got caught with that good hook.
Yeah, they're trading hooks, and one just happened to land a little more flush than the other.
Yeah,
so.
And, you know, Condit's tough dude, so no problem there. The only thing that I think plays in his favor at this point is I agree that Johnson's going to come out trying to prove a point, and I think that's going to be to his detriment because he's not going to be able to finish Hardy that quickly. I think Hardy learns his lesson from the Condit fight. So this goes into the second round. Hardy starts to get that cardio advantage. He's always in good shape. Taekwondo, I think he's got a black belt in Taekwondo, right? Starts to use that a little bit more, and Rumble gets tired. And at some point, Hardy puts him on the ground. He catches him with a shot or whatnot. And Dan Hardy is going to pull out his submission victory.
Oh, he's going to pull out his cock.
Maybe. He's going to submit him with his cock.
You know, if he was a dolphin, he'd blowhole fuck him.
That's crazy. Rear naked choke, Dan Hardy. Okay. I think he's just going to have too much going in his favor coming in this fight. And I honestly feel that Johnson should stop trying to fight at 170. I think he's way too big.
Oh, he should be fighting at 185.
Yes, and he probably would feel better.
Do well,
he'd do real well. He's very athletic. I just don't. There's too many things for him, you know. And this fight's, where is it, Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was going to say, I don't know. I thought I read some kind of stat. Hardy does well in some cities, but never mind. I'll let that go. So that's my pick. Dan Hardy, second round, rear naked choke. I think it's going to be exciting. I'm picking this as fight of the night. I think it'll be very exciting. And the first round is going to be like, you're going to be like, someone's going down.
Yeah. But whoa, hey now.
Not that kind of down.
Damn.
It's a lot of references we have all of a sudden.
Just starting early.
It's all good.
Yeah, and I'll agree with that. If it goes past the first, I don't like Johnson's chances.
Guess.
Yes, big
guess
problem.
Big problem.
So
he said he was 100, and I thought I read he was 240 when he started training camp.
Is that right? He could be.
He said on Inside MMA that he loses around 55 pounds from the beginning of training camp to the time of the fight.
Yeah, so he's probably a little bit overweight before he starts training camp. But
like him and Rampage hang out or something.
Holy fuck, man. That is just a lot of weight to be cutting. That can't be good for your body. But
50 pounds? How the hell do you get that out of shape? That's craziness.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Yes.
The 8-Ball?
Magic 8-Ball has taken Dan Hardy.
Nice.
Hardy.
All right. And that will bring us to our favorite section.
What is that?
Sponsors!
Is that right?
That's right.
Sweet.
Do we need to take a break?
No.
No, we're good?
We're good.
All right. We have MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site. Following the latest fighters, trends, and brands, they strive consistently to offer you the best deals around. They sell one item per day until it's sold out or until 12 a.m. Eastern when a new deal begins. MMAHQ.com, and you can also go to our forums, and we have their daily deal posted at the top all the time, so you never have to go anywhere else besides MMAnotes.com.
That's right. Where else would you need to go?
Nowhere. Ooh, and we also have the Boxing Box.
Boxing Box.
By New Phase, it's the only interactive fighting product that will challenge your fighting instincts and reflexes. You can go to fightinginstincts.com, and for $59.95, this can be yours. They've got a lot of cool videos on their website. What was that?
Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Cool. Yeah, watch yourself.
Nice. These Mets hitting them, you know, his iPhone.
Yeah, yeah. Watch out.
So check out their website. They have some videos of pro fighters using the product in Thomas, a bunch of other people, and fightinginstincts.com.
True that.
And the last but not least, we have Hakai Kimonos. They're founded on three distinct qualities: trust, tradition, inspiration. They focus on the historic discipline of the samurai warrior spirit in battle and translate those unique strategic battle characteristics into a kimono that is strategic, tenacious, and functional.
He scores!
You can trust in Hakai Kimonos that you will experience excellence in every skitch.
Nice.
Stitch. Skitch. It's messing me all up now. I'm not even drinking it. I'm
all good.
I feel drunk. You can go to HakaiSports.com and check out your kimono for yourself.
It's all good.
There's too many sound effects. My God.
Damn right.
Is that the end?
It is.
Okay, nice.
Dog gravy, baby.
So there you have it. There's the sponsors. Without further ado, we should...
Thought he called me a Jew again. My hearing's not so good.
I was leaving that open for you again. We should get into the main event.
Should we?
Which, you know, this has been like
should be pretty interesting.
Crazy, I don't know. This is a
crazy turn of events.
Shuffled around so many times. I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, there's been a lot of shuffling. A lot of shuffling.
There's some shuffling upstairs.
There is.
People are walking.
A creature is stirring or something.
Yes.
Now I've actually switched beers, boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen.
Boys.
I'm going over to easy there, pedophile.
I'm a
pedophile.
None for me.
Yeah, you're not drinking tonight.
I'm sorry.
He's drinking the coconut juice.
Coconut juice.
Watch yourself.
Amy and Brian's. My son's been sick for like 2 weeks, and I feel like I'm coming down with something. So I figured I'd lay off the booze for one night. I'm going to be NyQuil tripping in about an hour. So
mine's like...
I got some head going there.
Well, that can't be good. That's going to tell you. So now I'm switching over to the new grist. Nice. So great.
Which you've had some choice words for in the past. Taste any good?
They remind me of like Dumb and Dumber when they're driving in the car and they're one dude's pissing in the bottles and the cop pulls him over.
And he drinks it.
What are you guys doing here? Are you drinking and driving? Let me have a sip of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one guy. That's what it tastes like.
Gluten-free is a tough kind of beer to have. Anyway, we'll move. We'll plow right through that.
Yes, we will.
So we've got Antonio Rogério
Diet Nog
Nogueira, he's 19-4, versus Phil
Mr. Wonderful
Davis, he's 8-0. Nogueira, 32% of his wins by submission, 26% by KO. Davis, 37.5% by submission, 25% by KO. What do you have going on here?
Well, well, well. I feel like Mr. Diet Nog is getting the short end of the stick here.
Is he getting the shaft?
I don't know. They keep throwing wrestlers at him, and he's got issues with that. I don't know. You know, you kind of saw it in the Brills fight. You saw it in...
The Brills fight. I think the consensus was he lost that fight.
I had him winning.
Did
I know
you?
I'm in the minority on that one, yeah. But I had him
you
winning.
You are in a minority on a lot of these.
Of course. And then what he had, who did he fight? Bader?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bader, you know.
Gassed him to a decision win.
Yeah. But the one thing about Nog is that he's always game and he's got pretty good boxing.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't ever quit. You know, it kind of runs in the family. Does come from behind. You know, shit's going to be hard to finish against the Nogueira. So, Phil Davis is a big dude. So, for Nogueira, I feel like he's going to have some advantages in this fight because if Davis tries to take him down to the ground, that's going to be a mistake. And if Davis tries to stand with him,
I don't know.
That's going to be a mistake. The Mr. Wonderful ain't going to work on Nogueira. Come on now.
I think Mr. Wonderful, if you got to look at where are his odds better at, I actually think his odds are better at being on the ground and grinding on him because I don't think his stand-up is to where Nog is.
Nog's got very good boxing, so... I think that that's going to be trouble for Davis, and if Davis, that's what I'm saying, if Davis takes him down, Nog's going to submit him. And actually, I have Nog via submission.
Stop it.
I think it's going to be a good fight. I think Nogueira's a seasoned veteran. He's going to be able to fix some holes in his game. A couple of fights with trouble with wrestlers. I think he's going to be working on
He's got holes, some hope.
Oh. Like a hole.
I can't hear shit.
Not a hole.
It's all good.
You got like, you got beer,
yeah,
beer in your ear or something?
And a finger bang my through. Ear over here, for fuck's sake.
And the, you know, the thing that bothers me about Davis is I read a quote that said he's not looking to hurt Nogueira or something. It's like,
yeah,
he's
a little bit
that,
too much respect.
Right, which, where's that killer instinct? And he's not really had it, you know, I think. He hasn't shown it to me in
his
fights.
Well, he's great in moves. You look at that fight when we saw that one at UFC 123.
Yeah.
Was it against Boach? Was that who he was fighting?
Boach, yeah.
Yeah, where he's creating shit, and he fucking Hammerlock or Mr. Wonderful, Kimurica. I don't know what Kimurica. The fuck they're calling that
Kimurica.
Shit. Yeah.
Like the bank.
Whatever. It's all good.
Yeah, I mean, I just, the killer instinct, I think you need that to fight a guy like Nogueira. And I just feel like in this first round plays out a little bit up and down. And then the second round, Davis tries to take him down and Nogueira pulls a triangle out of nowhere and just submits him second round some point. Because I think Davis is, like you said, is going to feel like his best chance is on the ground. But
well, you play into his wheelhouse if you do that.
So
both of theirs.
So they're kind of, this is an interesting fight. I like this way more than Tito. Cause,
yeah, I don't want to see that.
So, what do you think? Something floating. What do you think?
It's all good. What is that? Probably a fruit fly. Enjoy.
Nice.
Or not. I don't know
that's
what that
a piece
is.
Piece of fuzz. Probably can't see that at home.
It's all good. Don't worry. I'm going to get it. I'll stay here all night. Or not. Anyway, fuck it.
What are your thoughts on this fight? Nogueira, Phil Davis?
Well, looking at Davis, right, he's undefeated. And the guy is a specimen. I mean, look at how fucking physically gifted he is. Mm-hmm. And we always talk about, like, the weigh-ins for this guy. He looks like a fucking condor with his goddamn wingspan.
Yep.
You know, he's got it's probably like 17 feet from arm to arm.
Yeah, because we were at the Detroit weigh-ins, and we were both like, whoa,
this dude's
like he's getting ready to launch or something.
Yeah, ready to take off.
Craziness.
But you look at this fight, he's taking it on short notice, so that's kind of questionable. It's 5 weeks for a training camp, and it's probably a little difficult to prepare for Nogueira. I think he's catching him, though, at the right time, because you're looking, it's another one of those fights where you have one guy who's coming down with his skills. You know, he's kind of on the down. You got another guy coming up, so I think Davis may be catching him at the right time for that just starting to pass kind of zone. And the interview that I read from him recently, USA Today interviewed Phil and asked him, like, why are you able to do things that others aren't? And he says, I have some flexibility and I'm not afraid to try things. A lot of times people are afraid to try things in practice because they don't want to lose position.
No, is that you?
Yeah, I don't ever want to give that up. Okay. Everybody wants to win. Believe me, I'm no different. I want to win all the time in practice and in a fight. But when you're afraid to take risks, you can't grow. Even if that comes in the middle of a fight, if I feel like, hey, I've never done this move before, but at the particular moment, feels like the right thing to do, just go for it. You got to take those risks. Just go for it. Almost sounds like he's trying to slip one in on a chick. Backdoor style. No comment. Okay.
I'm going to let it go.
Thanks. I was hoping you would. So, the interesting part is that he is just a blue belt in jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. But he looks pretty impressive. And if he's willing to try some different things, I respect that. Because I want to see some new shit.
Mm-hmm.
Question will be, can his wrestling beat the jiu-jitsu? That's what it comes down to. I don't think he's going to stand. I think he's going to wrestle. I think he's going to take him down. And I think he's going to wear him down. Because I think age is creeping up again. How old is Davis? Was he 26? Nogueira is a solid, 33? And it's a hard 33?
34.
34 even.
He was born in 76. He's about to be 35.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
You're at that dangerous age.
Yep.
To make a break.
It's a lot of fights versus not so many fights, though.
So, at the end of the day, where am I going?
I don't know.
I'm going to go Davis.
Phil Davis?
I'm going to play it safe with the decision.
Okay.
That's where I'll be. Magic 8-Ball?
Nogueira. I like it.
It's all good.
It is all good.
This may be the quickest show ever.
It's fine. I'm loving it.
Fucking hammering it out.
It's because I'm not drinking. I think I'm not.
I'm just like trying to lure him, like serving up shit, and he's like, Nah.
I'm not rambling.
Nah. Sorry. Just let that one go right by.
Everyone's
firing off. Fastball. Actually, I'm not. I'm just lobbing him up. Waiting. Yeah. Waiting. Oh, he struck him out. Fuck.
Maybe I should have had NyQuil before we started.
That would have been so awesome. It's the NyQuil show.
Do the NyQuil show. That'll come. So there you go. We broke down. We did skip a fight because, well, honestly, I just don't care.
Wow, it's going to be fight of the night. You watch.
Amir Zadala versus...
all this technical Muay Thai that I keep hearing all about from him.
Zadala? You should just...
Every time you fight, that's all they talk about.
I don't
about.
Dislike the guy. And actually, there was just a scramble today. What did I say? I said earlier they scrambled around. Zadala is now going to be fighting... We don't
himself?
Know. DeMarcus Johnson, supposedly.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Decided to skip that one just because, you know, we like Mike Russo. Go, Mike.
Yes.
So, we wish him all the best. And we shall get into some viewer mail now.
Okay.
All right, we already discussed some controversy. Some people want to know some shit on our Facebook. All right, I'll give you a couple. Here's a good one. If you guys could fight someone from UFC, Strikeforce, or Pride, who would it be and why?
Been thinking about this one for a while.
Have you?
I want to fight someone that's going to give me fight of the night action.
Okay.
I almost want to say Chris Liddell because I want to just stand there and fucking slug it out with someone.
You do.
Yeah, but I also would like to fight a heavyweight. I wouldn't be opposed to fight. Who do you think is? I want someone that's going to stand and trade.
Pat Barry comes to mind for me.
I know. I was thinking that one.
I think you should fight Pat Barry.
I'd take that on. I mean, I know I'm going to get my ass kicked, but I want to fight.
It would be brutal.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'd rather go out hard against a big dude and get my shit knocked off than going against someone smaller and getting my shit knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I'm coming to fight.
You coming to fight?
I'm coming to fight.
Okay, nice.
I'm going to get knocked out? Probably, but I'm going to get my shots in. I'm all about trading.
Okay.
How about you? Gina Carano.
Well, I've loved
Cyborg, that. Female.
Not cyborg.
Both cyborgs. A
that
tag team.
Humiliating.
Me and Ingo versus both the cyborgs. Or the Diaz brothers.
Actually, it's funny you said that because I was going to say I want to fight Nick Diaz.
It's nice knowing you.
I'm serious. I'm serious.
Sorry.
He's got a good ground game. If I was going to fight
That's
anybody,
fight.
I'd fight at that weight class, probably 170.
You're going to drop down?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, what I weigh? I weigh like 189 right now.
Mm.
So it's not, and I still carry probably some weight I should cut. So, and, you know, the guy's good on the ground. He's got some good boxing. Maybe not the most powerful. So at least I would like to be in there for more than, you know, 5 seconds. So again,
do I get to jump in the cage and, like, attack him then? Because that's how they do it. Can
Maybe.
I do that?
Yeah, yeah. If he submits me or whatever.
That's how we do it in the 6-3-0.
Yes. 6-3-0. So, yeah, I'd say Diaz for sure.
All right. Fair enough.
Or any of the women, you know. Marlis Conan. It's all good.
He just wants to get triangle choked.
Yes. I wouldn't mind that. That was from Gunnar Arnason. I think he's from Sweden or something,
yeah.
Scotland. And then Stefan wants to know pancakes or waffles.
Neither, because both of them make me shit my pants since I'm allergic to wheat.
Yeah, waffles for me, especially with some fruit on top. It's good stuff. Homemade waffles.
Okay. I'd go pancakes with fruit, gluten-free style.
You can make gluten-free
pancakes. Yeah, we do. Okay. We're going to make them this morning, but one of my daughters forgot to tell me we're going to make them.
Oh. All right, so who should be the next Ultimate Fighter coaches and why? From James Feeney.
Well, the thing they're leaning to, they keep talking about Cruz and Faber, right?
Mm-hmm.
As the two coaches. It'd be kind of exciting. There's some bad blood, and I think Faber said that Cruz has made Faber an enemy, and Faber has accepted him as an enemy. Mm-hmm. So, some bad blood. Faber does hold a win over him. Mm-hmm. It'd be exciting. Who do you have in mind here?
I want to see this so bad. I'm willing to pay money to Dana White for it. Chael Sonnen, Michael Bisping.
Yeah.
That would be like the most entertaining television, I think, ever.
And then it sets it up for the fight that we all want to see.
We all want to see it. So
they won't make it through the season though. Those guys will rip each other's fucking
Bisping
heads
will
out.
Probably hit something at some point or hit
or
somebody
spit
else
on him
or do something else. Yeah, that would be crazy. I'm good with either. They should do both. What the hell?
Yeah, I'd rather see the Bisping son now that you mention that.
Yeah. Well, Faber-Cruz have some beef too. So.
But they wouldn't have the kind of beef that Son and Bisping would have.
Yeah, yeah. But do we have any more questions? Let's see. Well, okay. I mean, James wants to know what's Strikeforce UFC super fights do you want to see now? Given the fact that they said there aren't going to be any, but if you could pick, give me two.
Well,
what do you like?
I want to see Overeem. And I don't want to see him fight Kane. I actually would like to see Overeem Lesnar and see what's going to happen there. Is Lesnar going to be able to get over the getting hit in the face kind of action? Will he take him down? Will he pound him out? I like that action. I don't know if I want to see Fedor versus anybody. I think Fedor is still a little tainted right now. I think he needs a couple wins to make something more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything in there, your wheelhouse on those?
Diaz, GSP. I want to see that real bad.
Mm. He keeps calling them out. And hey, now you can
Hello.
Get what you wish for,
yes,
right?
You guys are fighting
Keep
for
calling,
the same
calling,
umbrella.
Calling. Here you go.
Yeah, and then I do want to see one of the heavyweights fight. Not necessarily Overeem. I kind of want to see Bigfoot take on, like, I don't even know. Like, I want to see Bigfoot fight somebody in the UFC. Because they got this guy hyped up so big right now, and I want to see, like, where's he at, really? Because he's been fighting. Like, he fought, what did he fight? Mike Kyle in his previous fight. He was really a light heavyweight. So I want to see, like, where's Bigfoot? You know, and Fedor is so much lighter than him. Maybe throw him in there against a Brock or Shane Carwin, someone like that.
Yeah.
It's an interesting kind of a, see where he's at.
A strong, like, wrestler that if they fucking get their mitt on you, you're going to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, of course, Mayhem versus anybody at 185. I want to see that, too. Mm. Dude, what's up with Mayhem Miller? Where's he been? Is he going to fight anytime?
They've fucking shelved him, indefinitely.
Yes, they have. And that's
for no good
thing.
Reason.
We forgot to talk about this in the beginning. Mm. Do you think the merger is going to mean more fights for these Strikeforce guys? They're actually going to fight more than twice a year, once a year?
Well, it should, because it should strengthen their roster now, because these guys are going to be going over. UFC... I don't know if you call it getting cut anymore, but you're going to go down the Strikeforce for at least the next year, right?
Yeah.
It's a lateral move. I don't know how exactly it is, but they should be fighting.
You wonder if they'll shuffle some of those 155ers over there.
They have to.
It would be interesting to keep them under the roster.
Yeah, because I think they would probably want to keep about, I don't know, 35, 40, and I think they have like fucking 80.
Yeah, they got
in there
a lot
now since they merged.
Yeah, and you know Bellator has 155ers, right? So they don't want to give those guys up for that. So, great questions. There's no more at this point. We got some emails, but I forgot to check them. So, next time. Sorry.
It's all good.
If you would like to send us an email or question,
where can they do that, Ed Ingo?
Do so at fans@mmanouts.com, and you can also go to our Facebook, iTunes, Twitter, YouTube, of course our website, mmanouts.com. Check out our forums. Contest is still going on for MMA Warehouse gift card. I keep forgetting to mention that at the beginning of the show, but we're very close. We almost got 100 subscribers to our forums, and we're almost at our YouTube. It's all going to hit at the same time, apparently. It seems like we set the goal just right.
So. And then I'm going to win.
You're going to win? $25?
Yeah.
MMAwarehouse.com?
No. Maybe.
I don't know.
I think Dana White's a big winner since he fucking...
What's up, Dana?
Trumped everybody. And
yes, he did. Knocked everybody down. Even Chuck Liddell, no, huh?
No.
Wow.
He even took out his VP. He doesn't give a fuck.
Sucks.
Can't be reasoned with.
All right.
Can't control him. Only can hope to contain it.
That is right. And before we go.
Yeah.
And we do the whole, you know, end of the show business. Is there any knowledge you want to drop on us?
Yeah, I'll go with a little story from this weekend. So it's going to be a little long, so strap in a little bit. So throw a surprise birthday for my mother-in-law here at my house.
Okay.
And, you know, people are having some cocktails and eating, and one of her friends, who's a little older gentleman, says he's not feeling well. After he's gone to the bathroom, he comes out, and his face is really pale. He starts turning gray. He's like, oh, I'm feeling faint and whatnot. So
whoa.
Someone else here gives him an aspirin, and I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm, like, in the other room, like, limbering up. I'm like, figuring I'm going to have to do some CPR soon. I'm like, oh.
You think he's having a heart attack or
yeah.
something?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So, like, 15, 20 minutes later, you know, he's in the shitter, and then, you know, he comes out after taking the aspirin, and I don't know, he probably fucking blew out his asshole in there, his O-ring, whatever.
Nice.
So it's all good. So 20 minutes later, he's fine, you know, he's starting to feel, look a little more flush, so it leaves me to go, wow, I don't have any fucking aspirin in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Probably should have some of that with if we're having these kind of shindigs and whatnot with
the old people.
The defibrillator. Like, yeah. So I go to Amazon, I go to buy some Bayer aspirin off there, and I see it's ranked 1 out of 5 stars. And I'm like, why the fuck is someone going to rank aspirin 1 out of 5 stars?
Uh-huh.
So I read the comment. Here's what the comment said. So I make the mistake of buying Bayer low dose with easy grip cap. I can manage other childproof caps. However, on this one, I tried and tried and tried, and I could not open the bottle. Eventually, I cut the cap into pieces with wire cutters, so I have a bottle with no lid at all. And this bottle is a very infuriating example of bad engineering. Who do they think is buying this stuff? 20-year-old weightlifters? Nothing else could possibly open it. Do not buy this. Seriously? If you can't open a fucking bottle of aspirin?
Wow.
It may be time just to check the fuck out. Just call it quits and go, I'm out.
Amazon has some of the funniest comments on some of the shit they
use. I saw that. I was laughing so hard. Like, fucking 20-year-old weightlifters cranking it out.
Maybe he, I wonder if he didn't line it up right.
He probably.
He, like, needs his glasses or whatever.
Just visioning this old surly man, Abe Simpson style. Rah! Fucking kids. Anyways.
Good story. I like that one. That was a good one. So if you have old people at your house, you know, have some aspirin.
Yeah, make sure you take care of that. You got a defibrillator or you're versed in the CPR, because I heard now you don't have to do the mouth-to-mouth. You can just do the compressions. It's all good. Compress.
Shit changes.
You load up an elbow.
Because they're good for you. And they tell you not to eat the eggs because they're not good for you.
We tell you to drink a beer, it's good for you. They tell you not to drink a beer, it's not good for you.
Wine's good, wine's
drink
bad.
Coconut juice. Or banana juice. I heard the ladies like that.
Banana juice? Nice.
Anyway.
Well, so last episode we had a little random discussion. Is there anything, any topics you want to randomly blow out before we shut this thing down?
Well, I'll just mention that I saw the Food Inc. documentary, thanks to Ingo, and I probably should not watch that because
I warned you.
It's a fucking conspiracy. And
yep.
Now I'm like reading all the labels of shit that I have in my house, food-wise. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what is this? And why is the yogurt telling me that they don't get their milk from hormone-laced cows? I didn't know that was an issue. I thought everyone was looking out for us. Apparently, they're not.
They're looking out for
trying to fuck us up the ass.
Cheap. And yeah. They want to buy cheap and sell expensive.
And when did they start feeding cows corn?
Long time ago. Like,
they just showed this
10 years ago.
This death field of fucking cows. And there's no green pastures these dudes are grazing on. There's just a fucking fill bucket, and they're just loading it up with corn and fucking shitting all over themselves and knee deep and shit.
It's good beef, though.
Yeah.
That's why I've been considering to buy local grass-fed beef.
Well, that's what I'm starting to look at. Like, I already spend enough food trying to live this gluten-free lifestyle. Like, fucking $5 for a loaf of bread, yay big. And now going into this grass-fed and organic shit.
Organic for me seems kind of bullshit.
Mm.
I think because there's no official, it's a very gray area. What's organic, what's not, what does it even mean? Who the hell knows,
right?
You know?
Because what they were saying in there, too, is like they're having vegetables or fruits from halfway around the world, picking them when they're green,
mm-hmm.
bringing over here, and then fucking spraying some kind of gas on them to
ethylene. Yeah,
make them ripe.
Yep. That's why when I was in Taiwan, I just kept saying, like, dude, this fruit here is amazing.
Were you talking to ladyboys?
No. That's a different, I think that's Thailand.
Oh, Thailand.
I was eating the fruit there, and I was just thinking, wow, this just tastes so different than in the U.S., and I guess Taiwan is really known for their agricultural, movement, and they don't do that stuff to their food, and the Asian countries are really concerned about the quality of their food. Like even Japan doesn't export a certain brand of rice. There's no rice they only keep for the Japanese culture. They export all the other shit.
You know? Give us the shitty stuff and we get the good stuff for ourselves.
Yeah, we should try that. I've been looking into it. There's a place in Wheaton by around here that does grass-fed. You can get grass-fed beef, grass-fed chickens, all kinds of shit. We should just try it and see if we can notice a difference.
Expensive as fuck, man.
Not really. It's not too bad. I think steaks ended up being like $8 or $9 a pound. It's a few dollars more. It's you know, not like Costco or your Sam's Club where you get like a freaking slab of meat for $10. But that's really low grade stuff. So we should check it out. Told you, Food Inc., very dangerous.
Yeah.
And that if you keep looking on Netflix or wherever you watch this, there's more. You can keep watching. Corn, King of Corn is a good one.
I might have to tap out because then I'm like opening this whole other world of shit. Like, I don't want to get too sidetracked in my life. I want to try to keep my life simple and go on this path. And like, oh, there's some interesting shit going on. No, get back over here. Let's stay here. Keep the blinders on.
The blinders.
Take it off a little bit. Keep it back on.
So maybe what we should do, since people, whoever's still watching this at this point, maybe you guys can send us some topics you want to discuss that are totally unrelated to anything MMA. So just email us in. Say, I would like you guys to talk about, you know, hairy balls. I don't know.
I can't help you there. I shave mine.
Well, you know, Brazilian wax.
Every day.
Nice.
That's what the ladies are for.
The ladies.
So you have lady friends.
Yeah. Nice.
See, I got nothing from this guy today. I'm trying to serve him up.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Next podcast,
coconut juice is, you know, worming its way through his brain.
It's good though. It's very tasty.
It's all good.
So,
shut it down.
I guess we should, you know, put an end to this thing. That has been this edition of MMA Notes. My name's Ingo Weigold.
And I'm Matt Griffith.
And if you're an old person, buy some goddamn aspirin. You never know when you might need it.
And make sure you have wire cutters. I hear those caps are a motherfucker.
What was it, Bayer?
Yeah.
Oh. Why don't you just email Bayer?
And say, listen, I'm old and
I'm old. This cap sucks.
I'm like Mr. Burns.
They would have sent him a baggie of, like, aspirin. So here you go. Low-dose aspirin. Should I be taking this?
No. Just have some regular dose.
Just in case?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you have old people over.
Okay.
It's all good.
It's all good. Old people are good. We'll be alone.
That's right. See you. Thanks for playing.